This is Senator Al Simpson. Hong Kong recently returned home 51 Vietnamese who were found not to be able to qualify for refugee status. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the Hong Kong government made the anguishing but necessary decision to return to Vietnam those boat people who did not have a well-founded fear of persecution. Each case was thoroughly examined under accepted international guidelines. Last summer, the international community agreed to screen the new boat arrivals, to resettle the true refugees, and to safely return the non-refugees. Vietnam has not mistreated the new returnees, and the UN continues to monitor their status. Ted, this is an issue that openly invites demagoguery. Will you resist that primal urge and join with me and the international community in supporting this policy of a safe return of boat people who do not qualify as refugees?
Al, you sure like to mince words. We're talking about forcible repatriation, an extraordinary abdication of basic human decency by the British government. The plight of the boat people is desperate enough. Other nations have been derelict in helping Britain deal with it. But the tragedy is only made worse by Britain's cruel decision to round up terrified boat people, force them onto airplanes in the middle of the night, and send them back to Vietnam. Britain claims that the boat people being sent back are not honest refugees. If that's true, let Britain work with the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees to set fair screening procedures. Many boat people are willing to return to Vietnam. No one has to be forced. Move the volunteers first. Instead, Britain's trying to terrorize future boat people and stop more from coming. That's wrong, Al. It's a sad day for human rights and an even sadder day for British justice. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on President Bush's misguided capital gains tax cut for the rich. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.